Hi there. Welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today, I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. From November the 10th to the 14th, in the historic center of Old Havana, it will celebrate the first villages founded by Spanish colonizers in Cuba during the 16th century. The program will begin with a show by the children's theater company La Colmenita and the Arlequín de Camagüey Ensemble in the Old Square or Plaza Vieja, where galas will also be held with traditional elements of the Cuban heritage cities. A colloquium referring to the identity of the first villages will be held in the Palace of the Second Captain, or El Palacio Segundo Cabo, after 5 centuries of history, and there will be book presentations in the Arms Square, or Plaza de Armas. On Mercaderes Street, registered as Intangible Heritage of the Nation, there will be parades and cultural events, and the day will culminate with a major event in the Old Square, the Plaza Vieja. The Anfora International Magic Festival began in the October of 1989 in the Las Tunas School of Magic, which was created by José Reinerio Valdivia, well known as the Magician Peter. It had developed into a provincial event by November 1992, and 2 years later it took on a national character. In 1995, with the incorporation of foreign magicians, it became an international event. From then on, the Anfora International Magic Festival encourages the exchange of experiences, and it contributes to the development of this millennial art for new generations. It is characteristic of this event to have a wide program of activities in different areas, labor centers, neighborhoods, hospitals, and schools. The celebration of this event is carried out annually in the month of November, and this year it runs from the 14th to the 17th. This year, 14th to the 17th of November. The Magic Festival offers spaces for colloquia in which conferences, masterclasses, workshops, and demonstrations take a close look at magic and its techniques. In the past, it has seen the attendance of countries like Spain, Italy, Belgium, Mexico, the United States, Venezuela, Chile, and Argentina. Also, it has had the participation of major teachers of magic from other countries, such as Domenico Dante y Roberto Luas from Argentina and Francisco Nieto Gras from Spain. There you go. A gift from the Italian city of Turin to the Cuban capital for the 500th anniversary of its foundation has gone on display on Galeano Street with no less than 16 constellations. The populous street of the municipality of Centro Havana is officially named Avenida de Italia, and the ceremony was enacted at 9 o'clock on the 30th, this according to Luis Carlos Góngora, vice president of the Provincial Administrative Council. Precisely on the occasion of the date, its artistic luminaries were also lit in the European city itself. The assembly in Galeano was carried out with the cooperation of the Agency for Cultural and Economic Exchange of Italy and the technical support of the Turin Museums Foundation and the Electrical Union of Cuba. The show is designed by Italian stage designer Carmelo Giammeo from the Turin Academy of Arts. With such a unique gift from the city of Turin, without doubt, the central street of Galeano will acquire even greater splendor, an artery that contains the Deauville and Lincoln Hotels, the American Theater, the music house of Casa de la Musica de Centro Havana, and the El Curitas Park, El Parque de Curita. The Tropical Gardens, or Los Jardines de la Tropical, one of the most emblematic green spaces of Havana, linked mainly to popular dance, are these days receiving the final touches of a capital repair. This for the sake of public recreation and as part of the works dedicated to greet the half millennium of the city. the director of the Great Metropolitan Park of Havana, Lázaro Rivera Alonso, on whose premises these facilities are surrounded by forest and lay in the vicinity of the Almendares River, told the Cuban news agency that everyone has worked hard to rescue all with their original splendor, sticking as much as possible to the original layout. In happy coincidence, in the year in which the Villa de San Cristóbal de la Habana celebrates its 500th anniversary, the Jardines de la Tropical contain a complex of halls dating from 1904, whose names are Ensueño, La Cúpula, Indian Temple, and Mamoncillo, where famous orchestras decades ago played two dances. Rivero Alonso explained that given its level of deterioration, in some areas, in addition to the restoration, a capital repair has been necessary, and highlighted the commitment, dedication, and creativity of the workers of the Bacurau animal-based business unit in the rescue of the domes and other diverse structures. Alonso said that birthday parties, weddings, dances, and artistic shows with groups of small and medium formats can take place in such rooms as the Ensueño and Mamoncillo. The Recreatur company will assume the administration of the Jardines de la Tropical. He said that his entity will focus on the care, preservation, and promotion of the forested areas of that famous space that is part of the so-called Green Belt of the city, including its Almendares River, in accordance with the vision of the Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro when 30 years ago, on September the 29th, 1989, he founded the Great Metropolitan Park of Havana. And three quickies to round out the show. Jazz lovers, in Havana, November the 16th to the 20th, the 23rd Joe Jazz Festival. More on that tomorrow. And in Camagüey City, November the 25th to the 29th, the annual International Video Arts Festival. And last but not least, in Manzanillo, in the Carlos Puebla Folk Festival, or Festival de la Trova Carlos Puebla, this taking place from November the 29th to December the 2nd. More on all of this later in the week. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup.